The cycle of the year is like a breathing process for the earth, with the full in-breath completing at winter solstice and the full out-breath completing at summer solstice, which happens this week on Wednesday. Now, if we imagine ourselves to be involved in this process, then right now is the time to ask, what are we breathing out into cosmic spaces with the earth this year? I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, we could take this idea of Earth breathing even further, because it's not just that Earth breathes in and out, but that Earth receives something into itself at the in-breath, and it offers something back to the cosmos at the out-breath. That something is like a blossom that can only be fructified by the celestial world. So think of it this way. Seeds are planted in the Earth. Through Earth's forces, they begin to germinate, sprout, and bud, until finally they offer their blossoms, not just to Earth, but upward to the sun. Through warmth and light of sun, the blossoms gather enough forces to mature the plant for producing its fruit, and consequently, more seeds. We can imagine the same thing happens to us. What we offer up at solstice gets fructified so that we can bear it back toward Earth on the in-breath for our own maturing. Now, the sun reaches its solstice at 12:24 a.m. Wednesday, June 21st. And just like we pause between every breath, this moment instigates a mighty pause that lasts about 3 days for Earth and sun. This is when the fructification by cosmic forces occurs. And during this 3 days this year, not only will the sun stand still, but it will be met by the fleet-footed messenger Mercury and the moon at new phase. This is a tight and interesting configuration, with sun embraced by moon and Mercury at its solstice. John Keats described just such a scene when he wrote, "And now at once adventuresome, I send my herald thought into a wilderness. There let its trumpet blow and quickly dress my uncertain path with green, that I may speed easily onward through flowers and weed." I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.